Nolte, Transabled, People Are Now Identifying as Disabled. By John Nolte on May 1, 2023. America's mentally ill, and the shameless attention whores who enable them, have come up with identifying as disabled as the latest trans fad. This one is called transibilism, you all. The end times are near, right? I mean, they must be, right? Transibilism is a newer term for BID, or body integrity identity disorder, in which a person actually identifies as handicapped, according to the New York Post. The point of changing the medical term BID to the advocacy term transibilism is to harness the stunning cultural power of gender ideology, which will allow doctors to treat BID patients by amputating healthy limbs, snipping spinal cords, or destroying eyesight. It gets worse. Because some of these persons mutilate themselves, others ask surgeons for an amputation or for the transection of their spinal cord, that side adds of the shocking steps some are taking. The National Institutes of Health, NIH, notes on its website, those with BID desire the amputation of one or more healthy limbs or desire paralysis. We're already living in a world where people identify as transsexual just to enjoy the benefits that come with trans status. So why wouldn't they do the same with all the benefits that come from the social clout of being disabled? And there's no moral difference between transsexual and transibilism, in my opinion. Lopping off your penis to pretend you're a woman is no different than lopping off a limb to become disabled. It's easy to see the same kind of mental illness that drives people to physically mutilate themselves in the transsexual movement doing the same in the transibilism movement. It works like this: you think you're a mistake. Someone who knows better but can profit from your trans status, a doctor looking for money, a parent eager for social status, agrees you're a mistake, so let the surgeries begin. That's the problem with this whole transsexual thing. Once society decides you can mutilate your body to switch sexes, who are we to tell someone they cannot mutilate their bodies to become whatever identity they choose? If a person decides to identify as deaf, pierce their eardrums. If someone wants to be a pirate, give them a wooden leg. You want to be Napoleon? Let's cut into your legs to shorten you. You want to be a penguin? Let's turn your arms and legs into flippers. It all started with same-sex marriage, which has become the Pandora's box some of us repeatedly warned you about. Look how quickly we went from, how does my marriage hurt you? To, boys cheating in women's sports. Men in your daughter's locker room. Men in your daughter's bathroom. Teachers telling your children they are a different sex. Gay porn in schools. Drag queen story hour. Teenage drag queens. And now look how quickly we went from, no one is going to make you become gay, to, men who refuse to date trans women are bigots. Trans women are nothing more than men in women's clothes. So, yes, we are being pressured to be gay. No one should be shocked over people mutilating themselves to identify as disabled to take all the good parking places. There is no bottom here. Only darkness. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.